It's Wednesday the 8th of January. It's brighter this morning for the same time, but it's still overcast. Southern sky is brighter, but just a brighter shade of dark grey. But I certainly can see more this morning. I can see more in the garden. But no birds. Well, Mr. Blackbird was there a minute ago, but he's hopped it. It seems it's still too early for the birds to make an appearance. I'm sure they're all champing at the bit, hungry for breakfast. Days are stretching though. See it. Maybe not so much in the mornings, especially if it's overcast, but in the evenings now, we can see the difference. We're getting there bit by bit by bit by bit. Breezy this morning again, but not the heavy winds. Well, not such, but we did have those. We did have those through the night. Not that I was wakened by them, but I knew it was really windy before I went to bed, as foretold by Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold. Stayed in bed all last night again. Is that four nights? Four nights. It's incredible. I do get wakened up though. Especially if Mary gets up. And then comes back to bed. Sticks her cold feet. Where the cold feet shouldn't go. I long for the sun. Ah, geese. Somewhere. Yeah, there they go. Due east, heading south. About 40. Oh, they're turning. Which way are they going to go? Ah, no, they're still heading due south. East, south, west now. Geese are a wonderful sound. Wonderful sound. I see geese going overhead. I lift my head. As does Mary. She loves to see them going over. It's strange to watch other people. If you're out and about, geese go overhead. And they don't even seem to notice that wonderful spectacle. We all lift our heads and look around, and no one else is. Well, not no one else is, but most people just seem to ignore it. Yesterday, where I was through in Livingston waiting on a bus. Oh, waiting on a bus. Well, never mind that. But at the bus stands, I noticed quite a decent flock of starlings, stuckies we call it. And they were landing on the big grass verges in the housing estate. It's not a private housing estate, it's a corporation one. It's not a nice place, the area I was in. And they were assaulting the grass verges. Pecking away down through, must have been a hatching of some kind of grubs. They seem to know when this is going on. And then the ones at the back would all move in one direction, and the ones at the back would fly to the front and land and peck, and the ones at the back, it was almost like, you know, what they used to do in the regiments way, way back, the foot soldiers. And then they would fly across the road to another verge and do the same and so on. I watched them for about 20-25 minutes. It's fascinating. Entertainment at a cold bus shelter by a flock of starlings. Nature's wonderful. So feeling good this morning again. Very positive. Quite a few things done yesterday, tidying up round about the garage and the filter shed. And today, God willing, it will stay dry enough for me to dismantle the filter shed and start tidying up that side of the house. It's all part of the big plan. And I'm kind of excited about this plan. Start of a positive year. It's going well so far. I'm still trying to be positive about things. See the positive and the negative. Coming from an electrical engineer, that might sound like I'm just using that as a pun, but I actually hadn't even thought about that. It just came out. Well, you know what they say, clouds and silver linings. Yes, and the pessimists always say for every silver lining there has to be a cloud, and that is perfectly true, but why dampen the party? I see the clouds changing colour now. Salmon pink at the moment. So the sun's coming up. Skies are much brighter now. I can see that they're mostly blue. With only a wee bit of cloud. We'll take what the day brings, what's thrown at us. I long to come out here in the morning with just a t-shirt on. But no, I mean on top, just a t-shirt. Yeah. In case you thought I was going to come out. I could do it just now, but it need to be a thermal t-shirt. Come on, wee birdies, it's getting light now. And there you go. Amazing. I'm blue tits come down to the feeder, blackies in the tree, and the starlings just flew out the conifer. Yep. We're getting there.